you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A., a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little see here after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, under which circumstances, under whom, with whom, however you're receiving us, we appreciate the fucking fuck out of it. That's all I can come up with right now. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right, maybe calling our commander in shit some words,
yes,
some bad words, etc., as... good God, trying to distract from Russia. It's going after immigrants and brown people.
Why not?
Because, poor white people. Anyway, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Join in on our social medias and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and it's the GOP, man. It's the party of punching fucking down.
Holy crap. I mean, just when you think it couldn't get any worse than yesterday... I don't think it's an official pronouncement yet,
yes,
but it was like a leak of a policy change or something.
Wait, more leaks?
That Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III has decided that it's a priority, and Trump have decided it's a priority to investigate colleges, Ryan, that...
Oh, really?
That are letting some evil brown people in over more qualified white people.
Oh, geez. The old affirmative action argument.
Oh, yeah. Discriminating against white people.
I think if you ask Trump to explain the Black Lives Matter movement, he might not be able to. Or he might explain it a lot differently than
they're
some of our liberal
aren't
friends.
They? Oh, yeah. Rush Limbaugh says they're terrorists.
God, it just gets more bizarre every fucking day.
And probably going to get worse.
And, I'm sure this is a glitter bomb for Russia. This is a distraction. But, I mean, you can't ignore it and you can't be not outraged by this. You
correct.
Can't not talk about it.
Follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. I just saw the picture of Miley Cyrus on the wrecking ball with Trump's head photoshopped over the front of it. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, or tweet us, like I said, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Do you remember when the most outrageous thing in the news was Miley Cyrus performing on the Grammys? With that Rob Thicke guy, whoever the fuck that was.
Oh, Robin Thicke, yeah. And she did a doggy style pose for like 10 seconds, and they lost their minds.
Before Schittler. That
yes.
was before Schittler.
Pre-Schittler
yeah,
days,
dude.
Back in the good old days.
Nobody cares about that shit now, baby.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy media.
Hello.
You can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us here. Helps us maintain everything. Helps us keep our real dump clean.
Oh, yes.
Just like the White House.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. I can't believe he said that.
So Yeah, over at our Facebook page, this was from the New York Times.
Yes.
Trump administration is preparing to redirect resources of the just... Now, get this. They're also using the Civil Rights Division.
Yes. For this?
To go after...
Come on, man.
White butthurt.
In colleges, this fucking yes. thing, that there's really a white bias against people going to college. There's not a war on fucking white people. There's just not.
So the Trump administration is preparing to direct resources of the Civil Rights Division towards investigating and suing universities over affirmative action admissions.
Yes.
Their policies that are deemed to discriminate against white applicants.
Oh, my God. You know, why are we surprised? This is from the dude that called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas.
Calls Elizabeth Warren does. Pocahontas. Sure.
What a dick.
Apparently a document leaked.
Yes.
An internal announcement of the Civil Rights Division.
Yes.
They're saying they're seeking current lawyers interested in working on for a new project.
No, okay.
On, quote, investigations and possible litigation related to intentional race-based discrimination in college and university admissions.
What the fuck, man? These are guys. See, this is bullshit for people that sit around and say, all that affirmative action in college, we're paying for these black people to go to school.
Well, and they do talk about it as if it's someone, I don't necessarily think that it's even a testing kind of a thing, or I think many of these programs say between two like individuals, you should give it to the brownish person because.
Right.
But is that discrimination? Well, kind of, but.
Is it discrimination?
Well, but again, but
yeah, slavery.
Do we need to explain the necessity for affirmative action?
The necessity
to level the playing field.
Right. I'm sorry. Black people have not been equal to white people in the history of our society.
And get rid of your fucking donor and legacy admissions.
Oh, my God.
What about poor people being discriminated against because they don't have a rich cunt uncle who graduated from your shithole of a university?
If you've got a rich cunt uncle, you might not need a leg up because you've got a leg up.
George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
George W. Bush would have never gotten into where'd he go? Harvard?
Yeah.
He would have never gotten in there with his... the cokiness and his
that guy's a moron.
Yeah.
Cokiness.
But because dad
was the CIA chief.
Kind of president.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Kind of president. I mean, he was seriously fucking president. Hey. Read my lips, stupid.
The dog just escaped.
Okay.
Do
you want me to go get her?
No, we just closed the doors here to contain the echoey shit. And the dog just said, fuck it, and pushed the door open, went and left. She's over it.
Right.
Don't
leave our show.
So there you go. This announcement suggests that the project will be run out of the division's front office.
Okay.
Where the Trump appointees work.
Oh, geez.
Rather than its educational opportunities section, which is run by career civil servants.
Oh, okay. So they might know what the fuck they're doing.
And normally handles the work involving schools and universities. So by them saying, hey, we're going to put it out of the front office, those are the Trumpansies, the Trumpalos, the Trump-tainted that were appointed. So they'll possibly gleefully go after these horrible discriminating colleges, et cetera.
If Trump is impeached and he's made to go away, will there be a great purge of these Trumpalos that are in our government or in the State Department or in the Department of Education, all these wacko appointees?
Well, yeah, all the political appointees, sure, but I don't think he's probably filled that many of these career positions because he hasn't even filled a sea hair of many of these political appointments. Look at what he's done to the State Department.
Oh, yeah.
Rex Tillerson actually spoke yesterday.
There's plenty of parking at the State Department, today. I would imagine. Oh, he talked?
Yeah, a little pissy. A little pissy about the Russian sanctions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well President, I
he
wish.
Doesn't like
President,
them?
I wish, you know, we didn't like it. We don't like it, but overwhelmingly the Congress voted for it. So.
Wow. So impressed with our Secretary of State.
Well, and under normal Jesus circumstances, Christ. It might not be that big of a scandal because the Obama administration was against the Magnitsky Act.
Right.
The original
the
sanctions.
Thing, right.
Because, well, what caused the adoption? The response from Uncle Nipples.
Okay.
So the Magnitsky Act then pissed off Russia, and Uncle Nipples right. said, no more Russian babies for you.
what a dickhead.
But the Obama administration kind of felt, used the same excuse that the Trump administration is like, well, you know, we're trying to smooth things over with Russia right now. These sanctions aren't going to help. But the fucking Republican Congress was like, no, that's when they didn't like Russia.
Right.
Don't be feckless pussy. You goddamn Negro in chief Islam.
Right. Now, who's the enemy now? Black people?
Right. And
gay
so,
people?
So they thought he was being a feckless pussy by not wanting to impose sanctions on the Ruskies. So the Obama administration
yes.
was against these, you know, a lot of increased sanctions and stuff. But it turns out that, you know, because of the gallons of Russian jizz all over everyone in the administration.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We are finding ourselves now wondering if there might be other reasons that the Trump administration might be
why
not
are there
wanting
gallons
to impose those sanctions.
Of Soviet ejaculate all over the fucking place. Nobody knows.
The dog's crazy today. She's,
oh, yes.
She's like exploring over. Right. Lay down.
We should put a webcam up.
Why don't you chill out?
Right.
But fuck healthcare, by the way, and fuck dental care.
Oh yes,
in this nation, I'm in a mood most foul. I'm having dental work done, and I'm finding out my insurance is fucked, and I'm just so pissed off. Anyway,
that sucks, man. That fucking sucks.
What a fucking country. I mean, I'm gonna find a way to figure it out and hopefully pay for this shit. But god damn it, what about people that cannot? I mean, seriously, they just have to let their teeth rot out their heads.
Yeah, man. I mean,
what kind of country is this?
It's fucking stupid. There's fucking rich people everywhere, too. You know what I mean? They don't have to worry about shit. They got insurance.
Literally, I'm in a mood most foul. Sorry, I was sitting literally in the chair getting examined, and the person comes in and says, your insurance won't work here.
Oh, okay.
After
thanks.
Having been told it kind of would by the insurance people. Then it turns out that the insurance that moved from California to Florida doesn't even cover. It's a periodontist guy.
Oh, okay.
I have a gum issues.
Right.
And the fucking, I got off the phone with the, I'm going to shame them, Delta Dental, fuck you in all your holes. And
all holes filled.
And Delta Dental was like, oh, well, because the plan that transferred over doesn't even cover specialists. I was like, well, why do I want this?
Yeah. How's it help me?
Fortunately, they're giving me a refund, but
oh,
now I'm
nice.
Finding, you know, myself dental careless.
Yes.
And then when you look at most of the dental programs, they suck anyway.
Right.
You're spending a few hundred dollars a year.
To save not much, right?
Well, yeah. And then they say it's $1,000 out of pocket maximum. So you're spending six or seven to save three when it's all said and done.
Yeah, that sucks.
The cleanings and everything free is nice. But if you need extra care, fuck all this shit. Anyway.
Right.
Buy stuff through our Amazon hole. Help me pay
for
it.
Yeah, baby.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Thanks to those who did. Sorry for venting.
No. You're supposed to vent.
But
it's
I'm
a fucking podcast.
I just got back a little while ago and I'm really in a dark place right now.
It is ventful.
So let's yell at Trump. Let's take it on him and the Republicans, because it really is.
We
Democrats would love to have single payer,
right?
Actually, free health care for everybody. I would like.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't we have that? I mean, you think about all the other things we want in this country that would be fucking cool.
Well, right.
Moving sidewalks everywhere, teleportation, hover cars. Hey, healthcare dickheads, we can do that.
So that's the story there. The Trump, one of the horrible, heinous, disgusting, vile things that they've come up with.
Fuck you.
Is apparently the hooded one.
Yes.
At the... Maybe they're trying to bond. Maybe that's
the
hooded
how. One.
Maybe that's how Jeff Bossesh is trying to the hooded
right.
one.
I
maybe
forgot.
Jeff Bossesh is trying to make nicey nice with Trump after that whole recusal thing. He's like, "Well, I got an idea. You
yes.
know, it'll make you happy. Why don't I go after affirmative action?"
Do you think Jeff Bossesh has ever been in a hood? Do you think he's ever worn a Klansman robe? I mean, you know, he's an old guy. How old is he? Is he 80-something?
You notice I'm pausing.
He's in his 60s. Absolutely no.
I think he's in his 60s. I would probably say no, but I wouldn't put a lot of money on that.
I bet he has.
Because I think he's been...
When he was younger.
He's been a judge and shit. I think he would probably avoid that. Yeah, like you said, when he was younger, way, way long ago.
God, but still,
before he was in public service, I would think he might even have enough brains
right.
to not go hooding around while he's trying to run for something.
Oh, yes.
Even in Alabama, where 30 or 40 years ago, that would be a plus.
They don't give a fuck. They don't care about no hood. They don't care one fucking bit.
Today's fake call is from my phone's buzzing with some fake call.
Wow.
That's so let's see what your headlines. That's not even the headline.
Yes.
It might not be. Let's see what the headlines be.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, deep within the crab diving bunker. Pensacola, Florida, August the 2nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
There's an admission by a Republican.
Right. At least he's up front about it.
Right.
Trump is all that.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck us up.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, fate.
Huff Post. The headline there. Oh, this is interesting. First of all, again, fuck you, Huff Post.
Right.
For making me look at a picture this time of Stephen Miller. Did you see that? They rolled out that. Possibly the most unlikable person in the whole administration, just not from deeds, just if you're sitting talking to them.
He is a fucking jagoff.
Load, right?
Oh,
I mean, there's just something about him that is just excruciatingly unlikable.
He's just fucking, he's a Nazi.
He was on TV,
Nazi.
They rolled him out once, months ago, shortly after the inauguration, wasn't it? And They sent him to all the weekend shows, you know, the Meet the Presses and all that shit.
That travel ban, right?
And he was just awful and laughable to the point where you never saw him again until now.
Yeah, he is totally heinous, man.
He was the one who famously, in one of these interviews, said the president can do this, and his power, here will not be questioned.
He will not be questioned. I remember that guy said that.
Yeah.
I remember looking at him thinking, damn, that's the biggest fucking forehead I've ever seen.
It's like, yeah, sorry.
Big forehead.
Snowflake, you do get to be questioned. You work for us, you cunt.
We don't live in a dictatorship, do we? I mean, are we there yet?
Trying hard.
Thought crimes.
So the headline at the Huff Post says Miller trashes iconic Statue of Liberty poem.
Give us your tired, your weak, masses, that kind of shit.
While being questioned about Trump's immigration efforts, White House aide Stephen Miller denied that the new Colossus, which is the poem inscribed on the Statue of Liberty, denied that it had any meaning because it was added after the statue was built.
What the fuck? It was added to the thing.
CNN's Jim Acosta questioned Miller about whether that bill, Miller was explaining this new Senate bill pertaining to immigration reform that Tom Cotton and some other asshole senator rolled out.
Disgusting.
With Donald Trump saying, this is very great. This is wonderful.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Basically, they're going after legal immigration.
Yes.
And clamping down on that. And they want a only specific people allowed.
They're turning our fucking country into a VIP room at a nightclub full of white racist people.
And they say it's based on like skills and shit like that.
Bullshit.
I have a feeling it's going to be based on, well, you're a Northern European.
Yes.
Good Northern European stock.
Here's the one skill we care about. Are you Caucasian?
Right.
That being white is a coveted skill.
Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State?
Yes, I do believe so.
Tweeted, there is no fine print on the Statue of Liberty. America must remain open to people of all faiths and backgrounds. Hashtag refugees welcome. And then a meme of a picture of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
And the give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
That's nice. Don't we want to be like that? That's awesome. We want to help people because we're a big, strong country. We want to do what we can for the rest of the fucking planet.
I'm announcing that we're going to be revising. I mean, we're doing a rewrite on the Statue of Liberty's book.
What's the point? Do these guys think, you know, they just want to put up giant walls around this country? We all buy the same garbage from Pottery Barn. We put it in our house and we watch just a bunch of bullshit on television and the rest of the planet fucking rots.
Yes.
Is that it? I mean, you guys, I mean, Stephen Miller, I mean, you're a bag of shit, but is there no one in that administration that wants for more, that has some, yeah, guess not.
Well, they want more for white people.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
God,
how depressing.
The tweet is during the show, like I said, cheers to the former Celeste and Marianne. I think it's Marianne tweeted at Thread and Thumb. I read Ms. Ford's.
Yes.
White people's myths on people of color. I was moved to tears. White people, please read. So please do that. People.
Figure it out, white people, because
I don't think the link is working.
Yeah, figure it out, white guys. Figure out your links.
Thanks for tweeting us.
Thank you.
The show, etc. Join in, everybody.
And
pile
thanks
on.
To all our twatters. We appreciate the twatage.
Sure.
Nine.
So Stephen Miller, Acosta. Jim Acosta from CNN said, you know, what about that, you know, your give me your poor and stuff on the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that. Fuck that shit.
Do you want to hear the mellifluous tones of Stephen Miller?
Bring on the Nazi.
What you're proposing or what the president's proposing here does not sound like it's in keeping with American tradition when it comes to immigration. The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. It doesn't say anything about speaking English or being able to...
Well, that's one of the things, too, is they only want people who can speak English.
Yeah.
They only want people who...
See, they're giving into tropes and fiction. The idea that there's just a bunch of people, a bunch of Mexicans coming over the border that can't speak our language. They're just taking all our jobs.
Well, and if I'm thinking not a lot of people come here just for SNCCs anyway. And
SNCCs.
But the people that come here that really have nothing are refugees. They're leaving something heinous. They're leaving somewhere where they may be, I don't know, killed or whatever. Or there's no economic opportunities. They're coming to this country.
Yeah, they're
because
suffering.
Because it's better.
Yes.
And by we're supposed to say, fuck you, Brownie.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking English, by the way.
Right.
Show me how to use a comma.
My grandmother did not speak the good English.
Well, she better figure it out. I hope she figured it out before she got in this fucking country.
And my, the other grandmother was Irish. You could hardly fucking understand her. It was English.
Yeah.
But I never noticed. People would meet her for the first time. They'd be like, how, what? How do you understand what she's saying? That accent. I was like, she has an accent?
You know, the stupid thing is most people on the planet know a couple of languages, and one usually is English. We don't know shit.
Yeah.
And in fact, most of us probably don't have a great command of the language. Nobody knows how to use a comma. Nobody knows dick about ellipses.
Right.
Anything like that.
Your ellipses.
Oh, yeah. We're ignorant as fuck. Dot, dot, dot.
And so here's Jim Acosta. What about this? Well, the first part he says is true also. This is not in keeping with our tradition of letting people come here for a better life.
Yes.
This doesn't fit.
Speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer. Aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
First of all, right now, it's a requirement that to be naturalized, you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of our immigration systems would be actually very ahistorical. Secondly, I don't want to get off...
Ahistorical.
Oh, in order to be... First of all, in order to be naturalized. What a... God.
Ahistorical.
His voice is just so gross.
He is a vomit. Just gross.
First of all,
his words are like caught in the back of his throat. It's
such a dick cheese.
Yeah, really. There's how do you find this guy? I mean, we talked about him before. He was he's from L.A., right? He's one of Bannon's little buddies.
Yeah, it was
he's a Bannon minion.
And what we found out about him before, loathed and despised in high school, right? Like everybody, he was a racist in high school. Everybody hated him.
No one liked this fucking dude.
What you're proposing here with not speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer, aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
First of all, right now, it's a requirement that to be naturalized, you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of our immigration systems would be actually very ahistorical. Secondly, I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history here, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty lighting the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty, but more fundamentally, the history. But more fundamentally,
you're saying
the
that
history
that does not represent.
I'm saying that.
What
I'm
the
saying that the
is
notion.
Listen
God
to him.
Damn.
You're saying the country, that doesn't represent what the country has always been. Well, no, it was added later.
I mean, he's that, you know, that Trump is different. He is kind of saying that his administration is saying what we're saying isn't racist. It maybe used to have been, but not anymore. We're changing that. We're changing the idea of inclusion. It's not liberty anymore. We're talking about American white liberty. Or something like that.
Right.
What a bunch of hateful wackos. Who sits around and thinks of this shit?
Oh,
I
thanks,
mean, honestly.
Thanks, Marianne. There's she retweeted now the tweet that it might work. The link might work. So there you go. Follow at Thread and Thumb on the Twitter.
Danke. I mean, what a bunch of gross fucking assholes. I mean, really.
Right.
Who
trending on the Twitter, by the way, Stephen Miller. Also trending on the Twitter, the new Colossus, the name of the name of the poem.
But the new one now. Don't just put don't in front of it.
Come to think of it, Acosta is also trending.
Yes.
The name of the journalist from CNN who confronted this dick.
Yeah, so now do we ignore the poem was added at a later date? Dude, that sounds like talking points from like InfoWars or Breitbart or some bullshit.
Oh, I have a feeling they were ready for that one.
Oh yeah.
What if one of those pussies, those cucks comes up with that stupid Statue of Liberty bullshit. Well, just I don't want to get too historical here. I don't want to get into a history lesson, but that was added later. That's just some bullshit.
Nah.
Some asshole put on there later.
God, that's fucking hilarious. Some asshole.
Really? What a fuckinging.
I mean, really,
the country
really is a joke.
Welcome to the fuckinging of the country.
What you're proposing, or what the president's proposing here, does not sound.
But the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty.
There's a T in there, by the way.
The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty, but more fundamentally. The history, Jim, let me ask you a question.
That sounds like some national park revisionism.
Oh, shit. Boy, these guys aren't being that, they're not being that courteous with Stephen Miller, and he doesn't fucking deserve it. It looks like these guys are taking him on, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound
hopefully,
like that?
I mean, yeah, more and more until, you know, Trump gets a hold of the media.
Oh, yes.
And turns it into whatever Putin's got going
right
over there.
Oh, that's nice.
And also in Venezuela.
No, God.
You see, he rounded up his opposition?
Yeah.
Maduro? Rounded up in the middle of the night. Two opposition leaders dragged off by jackboots, and they haven't been seen since.
No shit. You know, that's why it's disturbing when we hear people chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Because that's what strongmen do with their opposition.
Right. Right. And also, I saw another headline that said that they're absolutely sure.
Yes.
That it was bullshit, this last election.
Right.
Complete bullshit. Because they claimed like 80% came out to vote. And international people are saying that is, there's no fucking way.
80% turnout.
Right. And that the Maduro's party won. And they're saying there's no fucking way.
Oh, we're talking about
either.
Venezuela, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, here too, you know. Why not? Here too.
Yeah, just separate.
But
substitute Venezuela.
Yeah. And then I guess one of the guys who's probably going to be killed now down in Venezuela, who has to do with the election commission or the voting counts or something. Somebody said, oh, they totally fucked with the numbers.
Wow.
That the government just totally fucked with the numbers.
So what happens? What's the recourse of that government now? Nothing?
The last North Korean election, Ryan?
Yes.
100% turnout.
Oh, really?
Nobody was sick that day.
Oh,
nobody was, nobody missed voting.
Yay. Perfect. God.
And the same with Russia the last time. And that's why many believe Uncle Nipples had it out for Hillary.
Oh, absolutely.
Was because after his last election, she was Secretary of State, and she was one of the people that said, look, the international observers have said that this election is bullshit.
Yes.
Your last election was bullshit. It's when Trump talks about Putin's approval numbers are 88%. Everybody loves him.
It's not everybody. It's fiction, you dickhead.
Well, and we get it from Crotch Spawn Jr., the blonde, creepy, vampiric-looking one.
Oh, yes.
Well, Eric, he was on telly the other day.
Hello.
I think he went on a real hard-hitting program.
Yes.
Hannity.
God damn. He is just...
Oh, yeah. A blowjob with a couple of fingers in your asshole.
Hey, Hannity, why don't you just... You're Trump's mouthpiece. You are his press secretary now, except you work out of Fox.
And that's where Eric Trump the other day said... I just wish somebody would stand up for my dad.
He's the fucking president. He's got an army of fucking lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people are standing up for your dad.
He wants Congress to roll over. He wants everyone to roll over and just accept the giant white cock of making America great again in any orifice that Don chooses.
Well, the Congress, to be fair, dickhead, the Congress has supported your father. Don't you think?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, more so than they should. Nobody should support this strong man.
God, what a horrible country we've become.
Oh, my God.
Stephen Miller is arguing about the inscription on the fucking Statue of Goddamn Liberty.
We're going back to basics. We're talking about shit that was settled years and years ago. I mean, was the last time anyone in our government said, hey, we should take a look at that poem that the Statue of Liberty's, Lady Liberty's fucking holding?
Yeah, get the red pen.
Oh, yeah, let's make some fucking revisions.
Unreal.
I mean, that's what Trump is doing anyway when he says stuff like, hey, we're going to ban all trans people from the army.
Yeah.
That's going backwards.
In many, 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 many ways.
Right. God damn it, you fucking dickheads.
At Anna Engelbrecht 5 on the Twitter.
Yes.
Former Celeste.
Right.
Tweeted, guess what they call this new bill? Yeah. Did you hear what they call it?
No.
The RAISE Act. R-A-I-S-E.
This immigration shit? Like, raise the standard?
And it's going to raise, I don't know, it's going to raise quality of life for everybody because we're only going to accept really good people here. White people.
Yeah,
it
shouldn't be MAGA. It should be MAWA. Make America white again. Let's be fucking honest. That's what all these things are when they say, like, luck, you know, the wall, the fucking deportations.
Right.
He just...
Oh, yeah. At Anna Engelbrecht 5 has a point.
Yes.
She just tweeted, again, white people are blaming it on the immigrants, not the CEOs. Right. Right. They look at... there was a chart I put out on the Facebook, I think it was last week or something, that showed incomes in the bottom 10%, like the median, the middle 50% or something.
Okay.
And the top 5%.
Yes.
There were three lines.
Right.
And the low, the bottom 10% people income.
Right.
Over the last, I don't know, 40-ish years.
Yes.
Has stayed kind of steady.
Oh.
The middle income people.
Right.
Stayed kind of steady.
Okay.
The upper income people, the top 5%.
Yes.
For some reason, right around 1980-ish, let's call it Ron Reagan.
They started making a shit ton more money.
Suddenly, the line shot upward and has been in an upward trajectory since. So the top 5% income earners,
yes,
continue to make more, more, more.
Wow. Now, is that because those people are just better and deserve more cash? Right.
And let's not forget... Let's not forget that when you get up that high, your income is actually a small percent, or your wages. I should have started at wages. Forgive me.
Right.
The numbers are wages, not income.
Okay.
So the wages of low-wage people,
yes,
have stayed the same. Middle-wage people have stayed the same. High-wage people has skyrocketed.
Bam!
And keeps going up. But we all know that when you get to the upper echelons in that upper 5%, you're... wages become less of a percentage of your income because you've got lots of money rolling around with Goldman Sachs twunts.
Oh, okay.
And investments and capital gains. And that's the shit that the Republicans especially and the rich people are like, you can't tax that again. You're taxing that money five or six times. That poor dollar is being ripped into shreds.
What about the cesspool of a country you live in where there's a bunch of poor people living out on the street?
I mean, get a job, you taker.
They have a job. Some of them have many.
My great-grandfather built a great business for us to inherit.
Yes. And now nobody can get into the fucking club because of this old money, right? I mean, if this old money...
Harder and harder.
It's never taxed and it's just overseas in some fucking account.
Now they're going after affirmative action to make it even harder.
Right.
Get rid of another ladder that helps people get up and have reached the American dream.
I'm on a ladder. We're talking about safety nets. You're talking about a rope. People drowning. Literally, you're not going to let refugees in this country based on some weird value system, what skill they have. How about what we can offer people that need help?
Right. They're
of
still.
Of course they have a skill. God damn.
I know. And we're finding out more and more that the jobs that we're going to have, the low-skill jobs, are going to be done by robots.
Yes.
And we're going to have service jobs and highly, highly skilled jobs in a little while. So why are we denigrating people with service jobs?
I don't know.
Why do we shit on the poor person who is waiting tables? A horrific job.
Right.
A hard, hard job.
Absolutely.
You work your ass off.
Challenging. Labor intensive.
Right. And that's demonized by these assholes.
It's totally fucking bonkers.
What a strange time we're in. I mean, our necks have snapped. It's like Jack Bauer snuck up behind us and did that little neck snapping move.
Yeah.
To go from Obama. Yes, we can. Keep hope alive. To fuck y'all. We're setting the clocks back about 80 years.
Well, white middle class people got complacent and didn't take Hitler seriously. They didn't take him seriously because they're fucking white and they weren't scared. They weren't scared because they knew they wouldn't have shit to be scared of.
Well, plus he promised them that he was going to be mean to black people.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that supposedly aren't racist and didn't come out and vote and didn't take this fucker seriously. And then when he said racist shit, didn't speak out.
They're both the same.
You know,
Killer is just as corrupt. These are the dummies that were fleeced by Uncle Nipples and
our
his
media
evil monkeys.
Sucked his dick across the fucking board. MSNBC fucking included. Fucking included. I mean, even Chris Matthews at times treated that fucking racist tyrant like a fucking normal person.
Right.
And he's not. And you know, that's why we have this. Hopefully next time, you know, white people won't be so fucking complacent. I mean, really. We think about how like everybody
if
handled
we get to
Hitler.
Vote.
Just because just because this racist fucking tyrant. If Trump was Stephen Miller, we wouldn't have this problem. But this racist fucking sexist rapey tyrant has timing and a little bit of charisma
and
can do a good interview.
And the moronic fake view that success in business means you'll be able to run the country well. Or the real dummies who really think that rich people are better than them, are better than the rest of us, including poor people who for some reason think, well, look at what Trump interview when they interview these Trump supporters. Somebody went to Alabama the other day, a journalist, and was interviewing Trump supporters in Alabama. And they're all like, well, I wish he won't do his tweeting and stuff, but I'm still 100% behind him.
Yeah, because you're a fucking racist. You're a fucking homophobe fucking racist. I mean, it is hard for me to sit there and, you know, if you support Trump, I don't know how you just don't hate minorities and gay people. I don't see how you don't have that in your soul somewhere, because this guy is outwardly hostile. And, you know, again, with the media, they just didn't want to lose the ratings. They didn't want to take him to task on all these fucking scandals.
We're looking at you, Morning Joe.
Yes, and CNN and Jimmy Fallon and all these fuckheads.
And Mika.
Yes. And
oh,
now.
Oh, Donald.
And now.
Oh, Donald. Remember, that was Mika's hard-hitting cross-examination of Donald when he was on. Oh, Donald.
Yeah. Well, hey, a rich, privileged white woman on television that sits on her ass all day and reads a fucking teleprompter. That's how she...
Right. I mean, she's a liberal, but nonetheless, whored out for ratings to get Hitler on their show.
Dude, we had this guy. This Trump is like Humpty Dumpty coming along with politics from the fucking 50s. That a four-year-old could hear this guy and say, yes, he's racist.
The politics from the 50s that we got rid of because
it was
heinous. Right. Because it was horrible.
They're back because we got lazy. Because white people got fucking lazy. Middle-class white people got lazy and didn't come out and vote like they should have. It didn't open their mouth like they fucking should have. Oh, God.
Over to the Drudge Report, the headline. Well, this is funny and sad.
Yes.
Terrifying. Canada, quote, Canada, quote, close to limit as refugees flee the USA.
What's wrong with us?
It's like Handmaid's Tale.
We got this Stephen Miller.
Spoiler alert. But in Handmaid's Tale, one of the characters, it's not a spoiler. At the beginning, they're trying to escape to Canada.
Yeah.
Because Jeff Bosesh and Mike Pence and their Christo loons took over here in America in the fictional universe. And the lead character and her family are trying to escape to Canada. And after, by the way, they seized all the bank accounts owned by women. Remember that? They decided women can't work anymore. You're supposed to be home.
Right.
Shitting out babies.
Sure.
So the lead character was like, what do you mean I'm fired? What do you mean? Well, Gilead took over in his eye, under his eye.
Oh, God. And where are we at now?
The Montreal Gazette. An increasing wave of Haitian refugee claimants forced officials to open a temporary shelter in the Olympic Stadium Wednesday while scrambling to keep up with demand they fear isn't showing any signs of slowing down. So people that used to come to America,
yes,
the shining city on the hill, are now like, I ain't going there.
I mean,
Trump says,
yeah,
hey, that's perfect. Hey. 70% less people are coming here. That's exactly what I want. They're anti-immigrant, period.
Right.
Not just illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
They're anti-immigrant. They want to put up big walls and let nobody browner than a Twinkie through.
You know, man, I just so much rage about this because this is so unnecessary. He is, not only is he destabilizing our country, he's destabilizing the rest of the fucking planet. I mean, if we start aligning, we're aligning with these populist strongmen that are doing the same fucking shit in their country.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, when do we look like
Venezuela? I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing, Mr. Duterte.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's great. And I wonder, you know, he's all, they impose sanctions on Maduro already.
Yes.
And throws his assets.
Oh, sure.
Saying, we can't abide by that, this undemocratic bullshit you're putting together. But I'm sure Trump probably sent him a congrats card.
Oh,
like he did to
yeah.
Erdogan. Remember, Erdogan in Turkey won some referendum. Basically, the dummies of Turkey saying, oh, yeah, we want to be authoritarian. We want to be ruled by authoritarians, too. Fuck your democracy.
You know, it's fucking.
And Trump congratulated him instead of saying we decry the loss of democratic rights and human rights.
Right.
Trump is like, congrats.
You know, the thing is, if this guy was evil, Trump, and manipulative, he is that, but like more I don't know, what's the word, thought out, conniving, diabolical,
you know, insidious,
I think it wouldn't seem so insane. But like, he won't listen to the State Department, right? I mean, before he says things about other countries, before he acts, and also he just says whatever the fuck he wants anyway. I mean, he's a loose cannon.
Over at the Drudge, one of the sub-headlines in red.
Yes.
Rasmussen.
Okay.
Poll. Now, remember, this is the one that a couple of months ago, Trump tweeted and put out headlines and probably commissioned a statue.
Twatted.
That said, look, I'm at 50%. 50% love me.
Oh, yes.
At the Rasmussen, which is a historically,
it's right.
Right-wing,
yeah.
Skewing poll. The headline over at the Drudge says, Rasmussen, Trump approval down to 38%.
Bam!
Lower than Obama received during entire presidency.
Oh, my God.
This is at Drudge.
Now, is this winning? Is this winning, Donald? What happened with the winning, dickhead? Nobody likes this guy.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Wednesday shows that 38%
yes.
of likely voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 62%.
God. Why are we putting up with this shit?
Approve.
Why are we putting up with this shit? This is insane. Nobody likes this guy, but yet he throws his Nazi gargoyle fuck out on the talk shows, and we just have to listen to him talk about, oh, listen, we're going to change immigration. We're not letting any more people of color in.
He will not be questioned, Ryan.
He will be questioned.
Don't
Nobody
question,
fucking likes him.
Don't question him.
How does a guy who's got a 38% approval rating on a fucking right-wing nut job poll, how does a GOP motherfucker with those kind of numbers have the nerve to say, he's not going to be questioned? He's a strong man?
Lower than Obama on a right-wing poll.
God, you're garbage.
Ever was. The latest figures include, well, this is inexplicable.
Yes.
Of those, oh my God, 25% still strongly approve of him.
Oh my fucking God.
So of that 38%, 25 of them are just fucking in love with him. Now, that number has been slowly going away.
They're loving
it. But how terrifying
guy.
Still that 25% of the people in this country strongly approve of this shit show
that has bigots.
Gone on.
They're bigots. We've got a lot of racist fucking bigots in this country.
And Fox watchers.
Yes, that are so homophobic and hateful and sexist that they don't care that Putin's got his dick up Trump's starfish.
Fortunately, at the periodontist I got kicked out of today,
yes.
CNN was running.
Oh, okay. That's
I thought
nice.
For sure here in
Fox News
in Florida it would be Fox News, but it was the CNN. So.
I'll tell you this much: I used to go to this health club right up the street, and every time I would get on an elliptical, I would have to change a fucking TV station to fucking MSNBC from Fox fucking News.
Gross.
I mean, really, the 25% of people that strongly approve of Trump have to be fucking bigoted, racist dickheads. There's just no other way to think about it. I'm sorry. I have a closed mind on this. You're asshole racists.
Here's another poll.
Yes.
God, they're just lying. The administration is just lying. Now they're saying that most people... did you see... Go to our Facebook page, by the way. There's a spectacular video. If you're in for a laugh... You can watch Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan riding a horse.
Oh, God.
And like in a helicopter. It's like an action movie. If it hadn't been for this heinous shit that Trump and the Hooded Wonder came out with.
The Hooded Wonder.
I'm sure we would all be laughing our asses off
yes.
about today was this ridiculous video of Paul Ryan with Border Patrol agents riding on a horse. And the whole point is that Paul Ryan now is all
yes.
on board the wall.
Oh, okay.
He wants Trump's wall. And in fact, last week, the House even approved $1.6 billion in spending for this ridiculous wall.
Yay.
Meanwhile, I'm sure in their budget, they cut the fuck out of SNAP benefits.
Of course.
They cut the fuck out of unemployment benefits. They
Why
probably
not?
Cut the fuck out of everything. But let's build that wall.
Who the fuck? God, we have so much.
But if
it's
immigration, if illegal immigration across the southern border is down 70-something%, doesn't that show you that we don't need that fucking wall?
That's evidence that says we don't need the fucking wall. I mean, it should be a relief to Schittler and his ilk. We say, oh, my God, the good news is we don't have to build this big fucking wall now.
So the latest Rasmussen, again, right wing,
yes.
Poll.
Nazis.
Finds that only 37%
yes.
of U.S. voters believe the United States should build a wall.
37%.
56 say we don't need a wall. 56% says we don't need a wall.
Why are we
that's
stuck?
That's not a plurality. That's a majority.
We're stuck in the clutches of a racist strongman dickhead. Because nobody took him seriously. He told us who he was. He said who he was when he was running for president. Over and over again. He doesn't even pay people.
Yeah.
We voted for this guy. Inexcusable. Oh, my God. Fucking ridiculous.
And also from Rasmussen.
Yes.
The
fucking guy said he was going to do all this shit. And he did it.
This is funny. You know, the percentage of people that strongly approve of Trump.
Yes. Are they on?
Which I can't wrap my brain around.
LSD.
25%. On the other end of the spectrum, that's been steadily declining, by the way, for the past over a month. From it was over 30 before. Now it's
yes.
down to 25. That strongly approve of him.
Right.
Strongly disapprove
okay.
the other end of the extreme.
Right.
Has been steadily climbing since that same time and is now almost 50%, if not. I can't quite tell if the red line reaches 50 or not. But that's strongly, not just we disapprove, we don't like him. We strongly disapprove. That's the highest you can say. 50% of the country strongly disapproves of Trump.
Which you could also say, instead of that, you could say hates.
Sure.
They hate him.
Yeah, I like it.
He's hated.
Hate away.
He's hated, but he's shitting our rights away. He's changing our country. He's actually putting in legislation for a wall that, based on the numbers you just shat out, we don't need a fucking wall.
Right.
We got a bunch of fucking policies based on science fucking fiction. What the fuck?
Shat.
Shat. the past tense of shitting.
I love that word.
I do too.
It's a good one.
So there you go. Even in the Rasmussen poll.
Yes.
Trump not doing really well, which, I mean, is good.
Yeah, it's
question
good.
Mark.
I mean,
it means that hopefully some of these hookers in Congress will finally start realizing, well, now we need to distance ourselves from it.
Yeah, don't you think what they think they're not going to get a tax cut, or you're not going to be able to squash out Medicare, then they'll say, okay, bye-bye, stupid. Oh, my God. How hard is the GOP? I mean, they're just loads of garbage.
Maude Gonne says he's 33% at Quinnipiac.
Thank you for the info. Fuck you, Shetler. Everybody's saying fuck you. Who likes this guy? It's just bananas. Our country is being led by someone who no one likes him.
Right.
Why don't we have those no confidence votes and things like that? Why can't we have that? Why do we have to wait for Paul Ryan to save us? He's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a garbage party.
And again, our system, you know, worked for a while, but one could argue that the parliamentary system may be a little better. And
the idea of working is questionable it works.
And
for who?
I think we've talked about this before. Is a good example of that is look at the quote democracies that we've helped flower over the past 100 years or whatever, from, you know, a dictatorship or whatever.
Yes.
Why hasn't any country modeled their government after ours?
Because ours maybe doesn't fucking work, dude.
If it's so great and wonderful, why aren't newer democracies saying, ooh, we want to do the same thing. We want to have a president, a senate, and the same three equal, co-equal government, blah, blah, blah. But because instead they have a prime minister, they have a parliamentary.
And our system just...
Multi-party parliamentary system.
I mean, does our system work? Has it ever worked for people that aren't rich and white? I mean,
the argument
black,
for the two-party system is that it forces compromise.
Yeah.
How's that working?
It forces compromise at the expense of women, of black people, of gay people, of poor people.
And it's not.
It ain't working.
It's not working. It also, in times like now, forces massive division. It's black and white.
When you look at the income inequality in this country, you can't say our government works. You go through L.A. and you know, today's day and age is fucking people living in tents. Tent cities all over the fucking place. For them, the government's not fucking working. For a lot of people, the government is not fucking working. It's never fucking worked.
The very nice lady who was setting me up at the dentist earlier is going to Los Angeles on vacation.
Oh, okay.
So she was asking for advice, where to go, what to do, and shit like that. And staying in Venice.
Right.
And where Crab Diving Studios used to be.
That's right.
And she said that she goes, I know it's going to be really different and everything. She goes, is it scary? And I'm like, well, no. And but then I was thinking, well, if you're from here.
Yeah, I mean, if.
And then she said to me, well, I'm just worried that somebody said, like, there might be like homeless people outside the hotel or something near the beach. And I was like, oh, my God.
Open your eyes. There's homeless people here.
I said, you know what? Talk to them.
Yeah. Dickheads.
They're very nice people.
Yeah, dude.
I said, there might be some mental illness involved some places and stuff like that. But I said, the homeless people of Venice I found to be delightful. Nice people for the most part.
Right. And, you know, think about that. They're nice and they live in a box outside dealing with mental illness a lot.
Or their van or whatever.
Their life is tough.
But that was her worry.
Yes.
Coming from Lily White, Pensacola here. Is, do you think there might be a homeless people?
The worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to make you feel awkward. You're going to ask for money. You're going to say no.
Right, that's what I told her. I said they might ask you for a dollar.
It. Yeah, give them a fucking dollar.
I said, you know what you could do? I said, get a to-go box, even if you don't want to, and give them your food.
Yeah.
I said, there's something you can do.
Right.
You don't have to give them money.
What if they get drugs?
She didn't say that, but you know, that's what's going on in their heads. Yeah. I'm not giving them money for drugs and alcohol.
What if they get drugs? I mean,
she didn't say that.
That's,
I'm just assuming that's probably where she went.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. There's that trope. I hate that bullshit. People say, oh, like, these homeless guys are all getting rich panhandling.
There was something on telly the other day about that. I think it was on Fox, in fact. They arrested a panhandler, let's call them. And they took a picture of all the money the person had. It was like $300 or $400.
Yes.
And they're like, don't buy. They were saying, don't believe it. Don't believe it. They're making more money than you are.
Oh, fuck off. They live outside.
Well, and that's not necessarily true. Yeah. For every one that is making all that money.
Yes.
There's 100 underneath a viaduct somewhere who aren't making any.
Absolutely. And I know that people would probably like to believe that the homeless problem isn't real and that they're all like that, making money hand over fist. But they aren't.
Yeah.
It is real. There's a lot of fucking poverty. My God, my younger brother just sent me this fucking meme.
Meme.
And it's a right-wing nut job bullshit meme, but I didn't know this. More people killed by Hillary Clinton than sharks in the last 25 years.
That's
I didn't know that.
What about all the bodies?
Yeah. Vance Foster.
Yesterday we played a little bit of Rick Wiles.
No, that dirtbag.
Who has decided that Joe Arpaio needs to not only be pardoned.
Okay.
If you go to yesterday's crab diving, you see that Joe Arpaio was found guilty of contempt for saying fuck you, we're gonna keep pulling over brown people and asking for their papers,
right? Because this is America. And sure,
he was found guilty. Well, Rick Wiles, Chris Dahlun, said that not only should Trump pardon Arpaio, but he should put Joe Arpaio in charge of Homeland Security.
Perfect. How great.
Well, here's Rick Wiles today, continuing with this is ridiculous, but this is how these people think, and this is why we have Trump, because people listen to this bullshit.
You think there are a lot of people like Rick Wiles out there? Probably. Oh yes.
I'm pointing to the window here in Florida.
Right, the world, the infinite possibilities of dickheadedness.
Here's a little bit of Rick Wiles talking about what's going on in the world, in the government.
You know, people have been bringing to us, you know, the issue of John McCain's scar. Now, I'm gonna side that the man has cancer. He's
giving credence to the most heinous of the conspiracies out there, that John McCain was faking the cancer
and his scar is fake.
Oh my God! Did you hear Rick Wiles? A lot of people have been asking us about the scar. What a great, great audience you've got, Rick. Holy shit.
That's insane.
You know, people have been bringing to us, you know, the issue of John McCain's scar.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm gonna side that the man has cancer. He was had surgery.
Way to take the high ground. Way to take the high ground, Rick. I'm going to side that the man had
the
surgery. I thought about it.
Yeah, yeah. He's not lying.
Why would you open with, a lot of people are sending about John McCain's scar.
you know, it would be different if there was some report from the Washington Post or from the Times that said, hey, there's no record of John McCain getting any surgery. We don't have any.
Yeah, right. Oh, know. Sure. I'll bet there's assholes who were like trying to figure out exactly where he went. And...
But there's no evidence of that. There's no reason for us to think he's full of shit. Right. So we just believe it.
Right.
What the fuck?
His right eye. But what I do recall through the years is how many national politicians have had injuries.
Oh, here we go. Do you remember the crazy theory that they came out with that Hurricane Harry Reid, do you remember when he fell off a treadmill and put his eye out about?
He was lifting weights.
No. Mm-mm. It was...
what was he doing?
It was somebody roughing him up to vote the right way, Ryan.
It was fisticuffs.
So this is where Rick Wiles is going. The headline here at Right Wing Watch says... a shadow government goon squad is beating up politicians.
They beat up John McCain. Is that what he said? Come on.
Well, no, I think he probably had the cancer. But
is it the Sharks or the Jets that beat the shit out of McCain?
Oh, God,
this is fucking dumb.
It's overwhelming. A year ago, not even.
Yes.
7 months ago. We would look at something like this, and I probably wouldn't even play it or whatever.
Our country
it's so crazy.
Is being held hostage.
Probably play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what
Jesus
we do.
Jesus Christ. We're being held hostage by this fucking loon.
Mainstream.
Simpleton.
These ridiculous moronic theories are mainstreamed in the right-wing nutjob echo chamber.
Rick, how the fuck do you do your show and look at yourself in the mirror and not want to, you know, I don't know. Don't you hate yourself? Don't you fucking hate yourself, dude?
Not when people are sending stuff about John McCain's scar in with a check.
Right.
Here, Rick, we're going to help you bring Jesus to the country.
What do you think? John McCain
Here's
faked his
my
surgery.
My last $20 from my Social Security check. I'm going to eat cat food for 3 weeks, but I'm going to send, I'm going to tithe to Reverend Wiles.
Meanwhile, I want to meet the Hollywood makeup guy that did the work on McCain because I saw a picture of that scar up close. It looked pretty fucking
really good. Yeah.
But what I do recall through the years is how many national politicians have had injuries that to me were suspicious.
And several of those national politicians, Rick, have had the injury in the exact same place.
You got it. So let's go back to George W. Bush. He fell off the sofa eating pretzels. Had to be hospitalized. Get stitches.
Hold on.
Remember, he choked.
He choked.
He choked on a pretzel.
Listen, and he was okay, right? He there's
fortunately,
no,
yes.
But God, how fucking hilarious.
Well, right. But Rick Wiles is saying...
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And all the injuries are above their eyes, Ryan.
Is it the Illuminati? Mm. Well, no. Choking on a pretzel is below the eye.
But he fell and hit his head and needed stitches.
Oh, above the eye.
Because he passed out.
What about that injury, that weird injury that happened to Dick Cheney's friend when they were hunting?
Well, he got shot in the eye. Yeah,
was
shot
that
in the face.
Above the eye? Or?
For eating pretzels. Had to be hospitalized, get stitches. And then a few days after that, Vice President Cheney had a broken limb, or maybe it was I think he had a fat lip. I'm trying to recall. This is way back, you know, just before the invasion of Iraq. So this would have been early 2003, late 2002, something like that. But this, there were three incidents within 2 to 3 weeks. You had President Bush fall off the sofa eating pretzels.
So apparently the Illuminati, apparently yes. Beyonce is sneaking Ooh. Into the White House, beating the shit out of people.
Does this guy have like a cork board in his studio and he's like connecting thumbtacks and he's got strings connecting different events?
Really?
It's They've a whole conspiracy.
Just lay awake at night just trying to come up with this bullshit.
2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, President Bush fall off the sofa eating pretzels. And had this cut
Over his eye.
Over his eye.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit. Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
Vice President Cheney, I think, had a, I think that was a fat
lip. Yay.
He had a busted lip. And then Secretary of State Colin Powell had a broken arm or broken leg.
So of the three examples, you keep saying it's all in the same place. Of the three examples you listed,
yes,
one had something above the eye. George Bush, Dick Cheney had a fat lip, and Colin Powell broke something.
It's
all three within 2 weeks. Then you had Barack Obama playing basketball, and supposedly he got elbowed. Somebody elbowed the president of the United States in the lip, and he needed 12 stitches. Who elbows the president of the United States in the...
Somebody playing basketball with him.
You dickhead. It wasn't on purpose, fuckface. Hey, I got a question. What kind of vice president shoots his buddy in the face with a fucking shotgun? I don't know. Right. I'm just wondering. Who would do that?
President Obama needed 12 stitches on his upper lip after he was inadvertently hit yesterday morning playing basketball with friends.
And by the way, George Bush needed stitches, right? Because he choked on a pretzel and fell over.
So Rick Wiles's theory is that there's some shadow government running around beating the shit out of our leaders.
Who's next?
Somehow secretly.
Is this, are we having a political fight club? Is that what this is?
The president was playing defense when Ray Desarega, an opposing player, turned into him to take a shot. His elbow hit Obama in the mouth.
And I'm quite fucking sure that guy didn't mean to hit Obama in the face with his elbow. I'm sure he would rather not have done that.
He shat his pants when he elbowed the president in the face.
What do they do? Does the Secret Service, what do they, tase you immediately? By the way, that's never going to happen with Schittler. He's not
Desarega was a worked with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute at the time, issued a written statement, said, I learned today the president is both a tough competitor and a good sport. I enjoyed playing basketball with him this morning. I'm sure he'll be back out on the court again soon.
That's funny. What's the account of George W. Bush choking on a pretzel, man? Was it one of those curly pretzels, you know, that are, you know, in a shape of a bow, or was it like a pretzel stick?
Maybe he was trying to deep throat a pretzel stick, you're saying?
I'm gonna suck this pretzel off. Okay, it's so funny. He's eating that pretzel.
These people are nuts.
And lip. And how big of a cut does it take to require 12 stitches?
That's a lot of stitches.
And then you got Harry Reid.
Mm-hmm.
An old Harry got beat up one night
by his treadmill.
A little bit of medicine 12. For y'all.
Yes.
The stitches also, I just saw a picture, came outside the lip.
Yes.
So the plastic surgery type people put a lot of stitches in when you are... The more stitches, the less scarring, I think, or something like that. They had more stitches. 12.
More. It's not that much. I don't think 12 stitches is a shit ton. I've always heard, but I needed 30 stitches. I needed this, that. 12 fucking stitches?
I've had stitches and staples. I sliced my arm open and got 4 stitches. And that was just a tiny little cut. So, but it was deep.
Yeah.
So, 12 stitches on a lip, especially if some of them are out on the outside of the lip so you can see less of a scar, they might put smaller, tighter stitches in there. No doctor.
These guys.
But neither are these assholes.
No, these guys are barely anything. I mean, what are they? These are morons with an internet black connection.
And blue. Yeah. Another cut over his eye. Right? Big cut over his eye. But at the same time, Harry's brother in Nevada shows up black and blue, just like brother Harry. And the story was he was in an auto accident. What a coincidence. The two brothers had tragic accidents.
Maybe they got into a fight and beat the shit out of each other.
This is so fucking stupid. I mean, people have accidents in the gym. They just do. These guys are so
President Bush briefly lost consciousness Sunday after he choked on a pretzel while watching a football game on television in his living quarters. After fainting, the president tumbled to... This is kind of scary. I mean,
oh, yes.
Tumbled to the floor from a couch, bruising his lower lip and suffering an abrasion the size of a half dollar on his left cheek.
God, what? How big's a fucking half dollar? Who knows that? I don't know.
Bush, 55 at the time, was found to be in good health during a full physical exam.
Yes.
They said his lower heart rate, because he's in such good shape.
Okay.
He was a runner.
Oh, yeah.
It
saved his life.
The result of his aerobic workout routine was a resting pulse rate of 35 to 45 beats a minute.
Oh, shit.
Which medical personnel consider low, even for a well-trained athlete. A typical resting pulse is about 70. Bush's slower heart rate made him more prone to fainting when a nerve was stimulated by the pretzel caught in his throat. Oh, I don't even think that he... I don't think he was like... I don't think he was necessarily choking. I think he hit a nerve or something.
What a series of unfortunate events for our president. I mean, he just randomly hit some fucking nerve with a pretzel. He's eating, watching football. Surrounded by Secret Service.
Such fainting is a common and harmless event that does not signify any underlying illness or have any lasting effects.
Why? Where was the Secret Service? Why didn't they screen these pretzels?
He was watching a football game.
I'm telling you, they should have looked at these pretzels. He was just popping in his mouth.
It wasn't. It was the Illuminati.
Oh, okay.
Beyonce hit him in the face. Shoved a pretzel in his mouth.
Tom Cruise did it.
He was in an auto accident. What a coincidence. The two brothers had tragic accidents at the same time. Well, you know, maybe all these are coincidences, but maybe they're not. Oh, maybe there is a shadow government that roughs up these politicians when they don't do all the dirty, evil things that they want done.
You know, Rick, and actually, Edward and I were recently...
I don't know who this is, by the way. I don't know.
Is Edward and I...
You know, Rick, Edward and I.
God, how far down the entertainment food chain is the fucking Andy Richter to goddamn Rick Wiles? Could you imagine? Who is he? Is he the straight man or the funny man? Which one are you? Who is this guy?
A toady.
Yeah.
One done.
You know, Rick, and actually, Edward and I were recently looking at a picture. And like I said before, a lot of them have the injury in the exact same place. It's on the left side of their face, right above the left eye socket.
Well,
that's where the Illuminati gets you every fucking time.
The only one of all these people that has that,
yes,
is McCain.
Right.
Even Hurricane Harry took it in the eye.
Oh, yes.
Right? Remember he was wearing that eye patch for a long time?
When did the Illuminati get John McCain in the eye? I mean, they must have snuck up on him. Did they get him in the towel snapping room? Was he in the sauna? Was he changing? Was he on the elliptical?
Like former President George W. Bush, it was right there. I've seen pictures of John.
It was on his cheek. I just read it, fuck.
John Kerry having a
mess. We forgot about John Kerry.
John Kerry.
He, what happened? That was on a skiing trip. Broken bones and everything. He wrecked his butt. He
broke his leg, didn't he, or something?
I don't
even
remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a rich asshole, didn't he? Skiing.
Wasn't that he was on vacation and he wrecked his bicycle?
I think you're right about that.
Because John Kerry ended up with a bunch of broken bones.
God. So there you go. Rick Wiles and some moron that's on his show.
The musings of a couple of idiots.
Right.
On right-wing nutjob America radio. That's what this fucking is.
This is, I mean, I could expect... wandering to, I don't know, within a mile of here to some shitty bar and hearing two assholes speculating about this. This is an alleged broadcaster,
oh,
an alleged pastor.
I mean, you know, George W. Bush choked on a fucking pretzel.
Right.
I don't know, like... God, I wonder what this guy... Does this guy have theories about Bill Clinton and Hillary and Vince Foster and all that shit, Rick Wiles? He probably does,
I'm sure,
right?
Yeah.
Hillary killed more people than sharks last year. I didn't know that. Oh, in the last 25 years.
do yourself a favor if you can watch. It's also on the YouTube.
Fuck you.
Go to Last Week Tonight on the YouTube. John Oliver.
Oh, hell yeah. Did, this guy's awesome.
Did 20 plus minutes. His main story the other night was about Alex Jones.
Oh, shit.
And I gotta watch all that. Of the bullshit that Alex sells. There's a BuzzFeed story. It says he can sell 500 supplements in an hour. It's like QVC for conspiracy.
Oh, my God. And it's all bullshit, right?
And yeah. And John Oliver points out that there's a some kind of, I don't know, liquid vitamin D or Q or some vitamin. Liquid yes. vitamin that you can buy at InfoWars with one of their brands on it.
Yes.
And it's selling for, I think it was like $29 or $30.
Oh, okay.
For this liquid vitamin.
A bargain?
The exact same liquid vitamin. You go down to GNC or your local, right. Go down to your local Rite Aid, fuck, and find a similar bottle for $3.
Yeah, well, so what accounts for the markup? The brand?
Yeah, the fleecing of America. The fleecing of these assholes.
Ugh.
So, John Oliver, this is part of, actually, John Oliver's piece. They ran this, but this was so fucking funny. A clip they ran of Alex Jones that I just thought you guys got to hear this. So
Alex Jones is going to lose his mind with this John Oliver shit.
This
man.
Is Alex Jones. Boom. Via Last Week Tonight.
Perfect.
Balls. I just pressed the wrong button. Now I got to reset.
I wonder if Alex Jones has responded to the John Oliver attack.
Well,
surely
yeah,
to
yeah.
God he has.
He had to lose his mind.
Bucks to help keep his show going. And even Alex Jones seems to be a little self-conscious about that disconnect. But don't worry. He's reconciled it in a truly amazing way.
I wear a blue sports coat and a Rolex because it's a symbol of middle class and humanity having prosperity.
He's talking
shit.
About him painting himself as a man of the people and everything. Yet John Oliver pointed out I think he had three or four different pictures of Alex Jones wearing different colored several thousand dollar Rolexes.
Oh, jeez. He's a man of the fucking people.
Yeah. And listen to how he justifies this.
Amazing way.
I wear a blue sports coat and a Rolex because it's a symbol of middle class and humanity having prosperity and promoting human prosperity from a perspective of empowering humanity and stealing the image of a man in a sports jacket with a Rolex that is the satanic image.
He's condemning rich people for their sports jackets and their goddamn Rolexes, but I'm stealing their image from them.
So
I'm taking their power. I'm showing what a middle-class man looks like.
Oh, my God. He's taking the Rolex back, baby. He's reclaiming it.
It's such crap.
By the way, has some colloidal silver, right? Isn't that what he sells on there? Colloidal silver?
And humanity having prosperity and promoting human prosperity from a perspective of empowering humanity and stealing the image of a man in a sports jacket with a Rolex that is the satanic image. So I dress as a Satanist so that I can enter their world and show you that none of it means anything.
That's the Last Week Tonight crowd laughing
right.
at him. That nobody would be laughing in Alex's basement where he's filming this shit.
No, not at all. I mean, it's got to be a scary scene down there. Dude, this
colloidal silver. So he dresses
silver.
Like a Satanist
right.
to infiltrate them.
Have you heard him talk about colloidal silver and stuff?
A little bit.
Are you supposed to take that or do you
rub it
on your skin?
No, you eat it, I think.
Is it so it's a pill?
It's a liquid, as far as I know.
What does it do?
Probably nothing, but I don't know.
Blue or fucking shit.
Prosperity from a perspective of empowering humanity and stealing the image of a man in a sports jacket with a Rolex that is the satanic image. So I dress as a Satanist so that I can enter their world and show you that none of it means anything.
Oh, bullshit! How stupid do you think your audience is? Okay, you bought a Rolex so you could dress up like a Satanist. What are the other two for? And incidentally, tormenting the parents of Sandy Hook should comfortably get you into the Satanic Club. I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
The Sandy Hook truth or bullshit.
Yep. So John Oliver does, like I said, 20 minutes on Alex Jones's shenanigans and bullshittery and how he makes his money off those ridiculous supplements. And there's one clip. I wonder if I can find it real quick. There's one clip that John Oliver plays, and it's hilarious because it's Alex Jones losing his mind, ranting, yelling, and screaming, and then going, and now we got this supplement. You know, it's like that much
what
of a
neck snap.
What happens
when people start figuring out that his shit is garbage and it's not worth anything? Or does that even happen with his audience? I mean, is his audience immune to that kind of shit because they love Alex Jones so much? Because how much homework do you have to know that the colloidal silver and that other thing that John Oliver just exposed is not worth shit?
Right.
How the fuck is he in business?
Let me see here.
The whole thing. Your most shocking discovery might be how frequently and shamelessly he pitches products that he sells. In fact, remember that clip from him earlier, yelling about snakes? Let's just go back to that and play it out a bit.
Be honorable. Crush the snakes under your feet. Get behind me, Satan. Now, before I go any further, we got to fund this operation. We got the very best nutraceuticals out there.
We got the best
nutraceuticals. Oh, my God.
Crush him under your feet. And he's gasping. He's holding his chest like, oh.
He's rebuking Satan.
Right. Now.
He's rebuking Satan, right. But he's got to have time to go to, buy my shit.
Buy my dick pills.
If you don't rebuke Satan and Satan goes unrebuked, what's it matter if you're going to have a hard-on? Shove the colloidal silver up your fucking ass, dude.
We got to fund this operation. We got the very best nutraceuticals out there. I don't know if I can run this for another week or so. We want to run it through the end of the month, but that's like 11 days. Because I don't want it to sell out before Morgan gets in. X2, the good halogen. 20% off InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
Whoa, that is a hard turn to have to make. The Satan-worshipping deep state globalists are going to murder you and your entire family. Open your eyes, sheeple. They are coming for you. They're coming for all of us. But first, McGillicuddy's oatmeal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
He is fucking bananas. That's the rest of the country that loves him, right? He represents that 33%.
25 that love Trump, I think, right?
Shit, man. Alex, you are fucking just shameless. He's a fraud. Amazing. There's no way he believes his bullshit. He's just getting rich.
One would hope.
I guess. I mean, does that make him more dangerous? Doesn't fucking matter. He's just a dickhead.
What else is going on? Well, Trump, must be sad face today.
Oh, yes.
Because, today they announced, well, it's interesting. Where was the big signing ceremony for this bill today? You know, the one where he signs it and waves it to the camera. Because today Donald Trump signed a bill allowing new sanctions against Russia.
Right.
But went a little Festivus anyway.
Sure.
Over it.
If he didn't like the bill, why the fuck did he sign it anyway? I mean, shouldn't this be
because he knows that it was 98-2 in the Senate. It was 433-2 or 1 or something in the House to impose these sanctions.
Right.
And I'm going through his Twitter feed.
Oh, shit.
Yesterday, only the fake news media and Trump enemies want me to stop using social media. 110 million people. Only way for me to get the truth out. And I know, I don't even have to click on it, that the number one, the top responses to Trump's tweet,
yes,
the most liked and upvoted, are people saying, one guy screen capped the estimate of how many of Trump's Twitter followers are fake. Of his 35 million Twitter followers, they estimate 45% are fake.
God damn, they're bots.
Yep.
I mean, listen, that's still a lot of Twitter followers. And I don't want you to get off social media. I want you to get out of the fucking White House.
Yeah, exactly.
You're entertaining on Twitter. Kind of.
Right.
Not
we're
really
sad the Mooch left, but,
Don't
the country's probably better off without the Mooch being communications director. Yes. But goddamn, how entertaining as fuck would Mooch have been for a while?
God. What's going to happen to all these fucking idiots that served under Schittler when when this goes tits up finally and we're done with
Hopefully it does go tits up.
I mean,
otherwise we're going tits up.
Oh, yes. Are they going to be ostracized?
I understand you're from crab diving. Gulag for you.
Oh, yes. Look at this camp. We got a camp with your name on it. Oh,
very unfair. I can't believe you called me a cunt.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump signed a bill, not without expressing his concerns of what he considers, quote, significantly flawed legislation.
Oh, yeah. Then why did you sign it, you fuckhead?
Trump issued a statement saying Congress included a number of clearly unconstitutional provisions.
Why did he sign it? If he believes it's unconstitutional, why would he sign it?
He claimed in a separate statement that the bill, quote, encroaches on the executive branch's authority to negotiate.
Then don't sign it, fuckhead!
And even, so this is a statement he issued about the sanctions, right?
Yes.
In this statement, he pissed and moaned about healthcare. Quote,
oh, yeah.
Congress could not even negotiate a healthcare bill after 7 years of talking. That's in a statement about the fucking sanctions bill.
Yeah, so Trump.
He can't say anything without whining.
And also, that's not true. The GOP couldn't come up with a healthcare bill. Not Congress. The Republicans. Fucking idiot Republicans
shockingly
couldn't come up with shit.
Did you hear Mitch the bitch say,
we can't blame Democrats for this. We can't blame Democrats for this. We can't get Republicans to vote for it.
Are we sure he said that?
Yeah.
Was it a melted mannequin?
Here's a weird face moving.
Ugh, God. How horrible. Weird. I think weird is generous.
The president touted his business background while criticizing the bill.
Yes.
Quote, I built a truly great company worth many billions of dollars. That is a big part of the reason I was elected. As president, I can make far better deals with foreign countries than Congress.
You went bankrupt, and then you resold some building at an inflated price and maybe laundered some money
Congress
for some Russians.
Passes treaties. Congress
right.
passes treaties. Shitholes in the White House cannot sign treaties on their own. He wants to be king. I can negotiate better than Congress, he says.
Hey, dickhead, just go fucking be in charge of another fucking country. This country, be in charge of this one. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you here. Fuck right off.
The bill affects a range of Russian industries, might further hurt the country's economy,
yes,
which was already weakened by 2014 sanctions imposed after the Ukraine crisis. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Tuesday neither he nor Trump were very happy.
Oh, okay.
About, quote, the action taken by Congress to put these sanctions in place and the way they did.
Oh, God. You know, when rich, white, politician, oligarch fucks like you and Trump are happy, that means something bad is happening.
Well, yeah.
That means something's bad.
And maybe if you weren't, I don't know, a little Mussolinian.
Yes.
The Congress would not have passed that extra provision. You know, there's an extra part of these sanctions,
yes,
that says, by the way, the president can't fuck with these sanctions.
Oh, shit.
They don't trust their own president.
To enforce sanctions on Russia.
So they said the Congress put in the bill, by the way, the president can't fuck with these sanctions without congressional approval.
It blows my mind. All this blows my mind. We got a president that doesn't see Russia as a bad actor. Even though they fucking jail politicians, you know, jail journalists, do all kinds of bad shit. What the fuck?
Vice President Mike Pence says the president will sign a new bill this week, slapping Russia with new sanctions. Congress passed the bill last week
signed,
with overwhelming
way,
support. Now, it would severely limit the president's ability.
I don't know who this is. I thought that was a Tillerson clip, but apparently.
Severely limit.
It tanked.
Right. What was that, Fox News?
ABC.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here's Tillerson.
So I want to turn to Russia next. Relationship, as you know, in Russia continues to be under considerable stress. As I indicated in my first trip to Moscow and meetings at the Kremlin with President Putin following those meetings, the relationship was at a historic low. Since the end of the Cold War. and it could get worse. And the question, I think, of the events of the last week or so is it getting worse, or can we maintain some level of stability in that relationship and continue to find ways to address areas?
Damn, he really...
It's from the Peanuts.
It sounds like he's speaking from inside his esophagus, deep inside his gross white meat sack of a body.
And let's not forget this asshole, too, has had one job his whole life with Exxon, and...
He's only worked for one fucking company.
Yeah, and was a CEO used to being a dictator. Again, yes. These are not the type of people that need to be in government. These are people who are authoritarian sociopaths who run these giant fucking companies, and then you put them in, I don't know, a place where there's checks and balances, and they lose their minds.
When everything gets fucked up. This is what it looks like when you run the country like a fucking business.
Right.
Like an American corporation that cheats and lies. Man, we didn't have bullshit like this with John Kerry when he was Secretary of State. I mean, he could talk to people.
Right.
You didn't wonder how John Kerry felt about Russia.
So there you go. The president, butthurt and festivus-y about it, but signed the sanctions. Because he knew it would probably, they probably convinced him. I'll bet he had to be talked down for one. Like, he's like, I'm vetoing that. Fuck them.
Oh, yeah.
But they probably convinced him that it would be more humiliating to veto it and have the Senate override his fucking veto.
Right.
Which they, both parts of the Congress said they would do that.
But like it, I mean, it's,
I think it just takes the Senate, yeah. But yeah.
It's just an odd, it's really odd. You know, he signed it, but he said he didn't like it. In fact, he said he thought it might have been
unconstitutional. I can't believe they're not letting me do that.
But you signed it. It's an odd thing to be a guy who's supposed to protect the Constitution that you actually put your name on a bill that you say that you claim is unconstitutional.
Right.
I don't understand, then you're not doing your job. If you think that, you're not doing your job to protect the country, or you're full of fucking garbage.
We've got another interview.
Yes.
With President Boo. Schittler.
Fuck you.
This is from the HuffPo, but it's a Wall Street Journal story. But the HuffPo says President Donald Trump gave a doozy of an interview.
A dizzy, baby.
To the Wall Street Journal last week, a full transcript of which Politico published on Tuesday night.
Yes.
Awesome. During his conversation with Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Gerard Baker and other staffers, Trump lied about the reaction to his Boy Scout speech. By the way,
yes,
he said that he got a call. I don't know what's going on. I got a phone call after that speech from the head of the Boy Scouts who said they've never had a greater speech ever in the history of the Boy Scouts.
But that's bullshit.
Ever.
God. Well, I mean, maybe Trump, they haven't had a more interesting speech. When was the last time you're like, oh, geez, remember the time the president spoke to the Boy Scout Jamboree?
The Boy Scouts had to later apologize, saying that the speech's political rhetoric was never our intent. The journal editor said, that speech got mixed reactions from former scouts. Trump shot back. They loved it. There was no mix.
What? If you were there and you heard those kids screaming and cheering for Trump when he was talking, you might think they loved it.
The president then claimed that the head of the Boy Scouts personally called him to tell him that, quote,
yes,
it was the greatest speech that was ever made to them, and they were very thankful.
God, that is jazz hands. I mean, Trump nearly does jazz hands when he's...
And the Boy Scouts
being oppressive
have denied any such exchange took place. I don't know who called Trump and told him it was the greatest.
He just says that.
Ever.
That's like, I mean, it makes sense that he would lie, that he would say, that he would just make that up. You know, he's arrogant. He said that he saw people on tops of buildings celebrating when the Trade Center came down, right? He said that thing about I saw it on the news. But
dancing. All the Arabs dancing. I saw thousands of them dancing.
He's the only. He saw it in his mind.
He's the only one who saw it.
He lied. And now he's lying.
In this country, at least.
Yeah.
They asked him about how he planned to work with Democrats in Congress to achieve his infrastructure goals. And Trump brought up his former Democratic presidential rival, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, fuck yes. Of course.
She spent hundreds of millions of dollars on negative ads. She didn't do a positive ad virtually, and she lost easily.
Hey, man.
What does that have to do with how are you going to work with the Democrats to get your infrastructure passed?
And how does Trump, how does he have the nerve to talk about the attitude or the tone of anyone's campaign? To me, his campaign was about, hey, Ted Cruz is a pussy. You know, Mexicans are rapist. He said the guy with the judge who's of Mexican heritage can't rule on an immigration case or something, right?
Curiel.
Yeah.
Curiel?
Because he was Mexican. His campaign was
the middle-income people in this country who've gotten screwed. And if there's upward revision, it's going to be on high-income people. You know, I was with Bob Kraft the other night. He came to have dinner with me. He's a friend of mine. And he left. He said, Donald, don't worry about the rich people. Tax the rich people. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of the people in the country. It was a very interesting statement. I feel the same way.
Liar!
Oh, my God.
That's what we feel the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Tax assholes like you.
By the way, I'm friends with Bob Kraft. Look at me.
Who apparently sees the torches and the pitchforks on the horizon and the guillotines.
Like, listen, dude, don't fuck this up.
Tim Cook, I spoke to him. He's promised me three big plants. Big, big, big. I said, you know, Tim, unless, we'll have to see. You can call him. But I said, Tim, unless you start building your plants in this country, I won't consider my administration an economic success, okay?
Apple.
Oh, yes. What?
And I'm very disappointed in Jeff Sessions.
Who's here's who I'm this disappointed is, with, by the way.
Now, we heard this last week. This is parts of the interview from last week.
Oh, the Festivus from
where
last week.
Yes. Yeah, where he said, I'm very disappointed. And so we already heard that part. But these are the Politico finally came out with the whole transcript, and it's nuts.
It's a bananas. Have we had a president that bitches more than this one?
After they asked him about Hillary Clinton,
yes.
or they asked him about infrastructure,
ooh.
He shat on Hillary Clinton.
Ooh, yes.
And then they say, and then as if unaware his presidential campaign ended after the election, Trump said, we're substantially up in swing states like Ohio. You know, I won the state by 9 or 10 points without any government support, okay?
God.
So you have the governor of Ohio not supporting you and you win by almost 10 points? That's Kasich.
Yes.
Which is pretty good because Ohio's not, if you remember, you guys were always saying you have to win Ohio, right? He's nuts. I mean, he's living the election.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I don't even begin to fucking...
Again, he lied.
Yes.
Claiming that he passed more bills during his first 6 months of office than any other president. Quote, I honestly believe for 6 months I've done more than just about any president when you look at all the bills we passed. 42, 43.
Oh, my God. You know, man,
meanwhile, Jimmy Carter signed 70 during the same time period. Bill Clinton signed 50.
Yes.
FDR signed 76 in the first 100 days.
Damn.
None as great as me.
You know, you remember Obama, I say this all the time, whenever he would speak off the cuff, he would take his time and he would think about his words. And, you know,
at that point,
you have to.
During the interview, Trump said, there will be no other staff changes within the White House in the immediate future. Days later.
Immediate, though.
He hired Mooch, Spicy bailed, and they got rid of Ryan C. Priebus.
You see, man, he's...
Days later.
His truth, the way he sees telling the truth and being transparent is he's true in that moment.
Yeah.
Meaning, I think he's just trying to get through the moment, I guess.
And then this is more rich fuckwattery and cluelessness and disconnect. I'm going to start explaining to people when you have an area that just isn't working, like upper New York State, where people are getting very badly hurt, and then you'll have another five
another area 500 miles away where you can't get people. I'm going to explain. You can leave. It's okay. Don't worry about your house.
What the fuck?
You know, a lot of them don't leave because of their house. Because they say, gee, my house. I thought it was worth $70,000 and now it's worth nothing. It's okay. Go. Cut your losses, okay?
He just thinks people can just be like, I'm going to write off my family home that I sunk decades of mortgage money into.
My home.
And it's my home.
Why don't you just move? There's jobs 500 miles away. What's wrong with you?
That's what I do. I just move to my summer home. I'll just move to another one of my homes.
I can't wait to move out of this dump.
Oh, yeah. God,
this White House.
The nerve of that. He's the president of all of us. Of all of us. Of all the homeless people. Imagine you don't have a roof over your head.
Not the homeless.
And this fucking cunt that doesn't pay rent to live in that White House. Or does he? How's that work?
No.
Who fucking cares?
I'm donating my salary.
Oh, yes. That guy is complaining.
He's
complaining about where he lives. This is unacceptable. Fuck him. God, if you're the 25% of the people that don't fucking hate this guy, get bent. Fuck off.
He also, we covered last week in this Washington Post interview, he also hinted that he might try to fire Mueller in some way.
No, we're going to see. I mean, I have no comment yet because it's too early, but we'll see. We're going to see.
We're going to see. My God, Trump. This guy's going to see if you're a treasonous cunt wad and if you should be impeached.
But then they quote Lindsey Graham here, who says, they say, several members of Congress have warned Trump against firing Mueller. Lindsey Graham, any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
No, gee.
Unless Mueller did something wrong.
God, Lindsey. God, way to take a stand.
And then Trump said, I was never involved with Russia. There was nobody in the campaign. I've got 200 people that will say they've never seen anybody on the campaign. There's nobody on the campaign that saw anybody from Russia.
What about your fucking son?
There's nothing to do with Russia. Right.
And your fucking son-in-law.
We have an email that your son gave us that says, I love it. I'm going to meet with some Russians and maybe get some stinky poo-poo on Killery.
And why did what's his fuck? What's the guy who's the national security advisor, the dickhead?
Mike Flynn.
What was he up to then? I mean, wasn't he?
I want him back.
What about Paul Manafort? He had dealings with Russians. My God, we know he did.
And Jeff Bosesh.
Nobody.
I never met with any Russians. Oh, hey, well, except that one. Oh, well, except this other one.
Damn. That's how racist Jeff Bosesh is. He'll sell the country out to Russia just to get his fucking evil ass agenda.
Yeah.
The Justice Department. God, what a bunch of gross fucking white guys.
So there you go. And the final paragraph here at the HuffPo points it out. Multiple members of his inner circle met with Russian officials during the campaign. He just said, I've got 200 people who will say they never saw a Russian ever. I never heard of the word Russia. All right.
You know, and then didn't they have to put an addendum on all articles about Trump, like Donald Trump regularly lies to the public or to the press? Didn't they have a byline that little thing they used to put at the end of an article about?
Oh, Trump? Yeah, when he was a candidate, they were like, he's a serial liar, a misogynist, a racist.
Yes. Why does anybody believe anything this fucking guy says? That really gives you... I tell you, this election certainly makes me more cynical than ever about this country and what you can expect of them. God, we are awash.
Of our fellow citizens you're talking about?
We're awashed in racist losers. They can't be trusted to do the right thing. None of them. How did we elect this fucking guy? Nothing that he's done has been surprising. I have not been surprised or shocked. I mean...
We've only got like a few minutes left here on the big show. There's a really quick. There's a report that
what is it
for Homeland Security?
Okay,
you know he moved the general Kelly out of it.
Yes.
To put in Reince Priebus's spot.
It's gonna be Ted Nugent.
But there's a report now, from you know, people leaking. Three people familiar with the deliberations talked to Bloomberg.
Leak.
And said that among the names being bounced around to replace General Kelly is U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry.
But would he have both jobs?
No.
I like this. I think this is better because he's not in charge of nuclear weapons and he can just go about his day dancing away and listening to show tunes. And
he'll be in charge of building the wall then, right? Homeland Security?
Which I guess I'm just, you know, I the nuclear bomb thing, whatever he's in charge of, that makes me nervous with a guy like him. A guy that needs glasses to look smart. Because we all know he's a big, dumb fucking jock. God damn.
Energy Department spokesperson says, while Secretary Perry is honored to be mentioned, he is happy where he is and very focused on carrying out the mission the president gave him when he was chosen to lead the Department of Energy.
Yes. Yeah, that's not true. I'm seeing a different name, Scott Baio, to be Homeland Security. What do you think about that shit?
Perfect.
Right?
I like that black sheriff guy from Milwaukee. What's his name? He wears that cowboy hat.
And the fake.
And the fake medals.
Right. That's insane.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't fucking know. It's disturbing. I mean, it really is fucking disturbing. This, you know what? I said earlier that none of this should be shocking. Here's the one thing that really shocked me. When Trump went through and had his hands resized on those pictures, that's truly insane. That's our president.
I forgot about that.
His hands. Nobody would fucking notice he has tiny fucking hands, and who cares? God.
Let's do a couple of quick stories here.
Crab diving, quick fucking stories.
This one's just plain fun.
Hey, man.
Hashtag America.
Fuck you.
This is out of Tennessee.
No shit, man.
Murfreesboro. Hey, Murfreesboro.
A lot of bar rescues happen there for some fucking reason.
Newlywed Kate Elizabeth Pritchard.
Hello.
Apparently might have worn her wedding dress to jail.
Oh, shit.
Spent her wedding night in jail.
Oh, man.
The police were called to the Clarion Inn where the wedding celebration was occurring. The popo found Pritchard and her new husband arguing.
Oh, shit.
Just a few hours after they were married. The policeman said both were very uncooperative with authorities.
Hey.
And
she's not married. Why are they fighting? They should be happy.
Witnesses told police the couple were drinking and arguing. Things escalated.
Right.
But what the bride did next shocked everyone.
Oh, shit.
Quote, she pulled out of her wedding dress a 9mm pistol.
Oh, my fucking God.
Pointed it at her new husband's head and pulled the trigger.
Did she kill him?
The gun did not discharge. There were no bullets in it. But then witnesses told police that she then loaded a round in the chamber.
Oh, my God.
And fired a shot in the air.
Oh, what happened to the bullet?
Which made everyone run from the scene.
Of course. You know, that bullet doesn't just dissolve. Could have come
down. A kid got killed not that long ago, I think in Texas.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a bullet that fell down out
the
air.
Do people think bullets just dissolve into the atmosphere when you shoot the gun in the air? It doesn't come down anywhere? You know what I mean?
After the incident, she went to the bathroom, tried to dispose of the weapon. What, she going to flush it? I mean,
everybody saw you. Everybody has cameras. It's a wedding. I'm sure they filmed you shooting.
Why does she have a 9mm under her wedding dress? What is going on?
Because guess what? You know who she voted for? Trump. She's Trumpalo. Right. She's a loon.
I'm going to describe her as white.
Fuck you. By the way, give it up for straight heterosexual fucking marriage. What a victory. What a victory.
She's now out on $15,000 bond charged with aggravated domestic assault.
Did they?
There are no reports on how the marriage is doing.
Well, did they get married? Was this after?
This is the reception.
Oh my god!
Woohoo!
Well, listen, the honeymoon doesn't last forever. Sometimes
she pulled a gun.
Yeah,
a 9mm from under her wedding dress.
I had it next to
put it to her husband's head right. And pulled the trigger. Now I don't know.
What
if she knew it was empty,
yes.
She probably, maybe she did. I don't know, because she obviously had ammo somewhere else under that dress. Lord knows where she was
it
stuffed
safety?
The ammo.
Was it safe?
How many rounds can that cooch hold?
Oh, I don't know, when you're not, you know, accounting for what she can handle rectally.
Good God.
I mean, she's packing in the front and the back.
Welcome to America, yeah, everybody.
Congratulations on your fucking marriage. I mean,
fuck you.
Why was she on?
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, and you shake it all about.
Oh, man.
Then you do the hokey pokey.
I got shot there in the hokey pokey because I don't know. What were her expectations for her wedding that she needed to be strapped?
Apparently, I mean, somebody smarted off.
Shenanigans? We're going to, I mean, did she think it'd be her husband? If you think you might need to shoot your husband during your marriage, maybe during your wedding, don't get married.
Fortunately, whatever. She rethought it and just shot up in the air.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be back tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on the Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Leave us good reviews and share us and spread us and all that stuff.
Fuck you.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com. Bring your gun.
Oh, yes. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're going to be back with more of this shit tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
TTFN.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated.
Thank you.
I'm alive.
To Crab
I'm a human, and I'm...
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.